What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another edition of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Yours truly, Eddie Greer III, a.k.a. EG3, for this NASCAR Podcast, all about what's going on in the top three divisions in all NASCAR, the Craftsman Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup Series, the three divisions of all of NASCAR here coming at you. I'm recording this on late afternoon, early evening-ish here before I gotta go and do a cover our broadcast here in town in Manhattan, Kansas here, right where I do, always do the podcast, for exception of course, last week where I was in Kansas City for a 5K race episode. That was episode 327 of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast, EG3. You have not downloaded, check that out. Definitely make sure you do that. I don't know what number this would be because I'm also doing another recording as well this weekend. So this will be either 328 of the podcast or 329 of 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. So I'm not going to put an exact number on this one because this will be all about the Craftsman Truck Series on this edition, focusing on the schedule. Yes, there's this focusing on the 2023 series schedule for the returning sponsor Craftsman after Camping World took it over for several years, and there was, I think, there was a little change in there as well in the middle of all that. But Craftsman, when I first went all the way back when I first really dig into sport, I watched the Truck Series, in which was the Craftsman Truck Series with, of course, Rick Allen, Phil Parsons. Here and there, you see Michael Waltrip on there as well. Back in the good old days when Rick Allen was really good. Not easy now, but I think NBC has limited him on the broadcasting basis a little bit there. Obviously, it can't help when you have Dale Jr. Talking over him half the time, getting half excited, which, again, hey, there's nothing wrong with it. Just a little bit different there. But yeah, Rick Allen, when he was coming up, he was really, really good. So I think he's kind of, he's kind of tailed off a little bit. That's just my opinion there from listening to him on NBC in the current state division. Whenever the second half of the season rolls around with the NBC telecast, NBC Sports SN, you know the deal, USA Now, of course, like things like that. But sorry, getting a little change here, just what I think here. But the Craftsman Truck Series returns to Daytona. We'll start right there. A lot more on the drivers, obviously. That's going to be another separate episode that I will be working on as well. Trying to dive on in, not just with the Cup Series, obviously, because that's what everyone cares about, obviously. But the product, racing product, you got to go with the Truck Series. that's either the first thing that fans rave about or the second thing. If it's right about it. Nothing wrong with Xfinity either, just depending on the venue of the races as well. But there are a lot of returning old tracks here on the schedule when talking about the Craftsman Truck Series here in 2023. And of course, coming up in a few weeks, next month, it will be the season opening Daytona race, the Next Era Energy 250. And by the way, again, more on the drivers, of course, on another separate episode of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Zane Smith is obviously returning for a chance to defend his title from a year ago. And oh, by the way, Zane Smith has made it ever since he stepped on base with the Craftsman Truck Series. He's made the Final Four all 3 years. I might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure I'm right. But he's made it all 3 years since he's been in the Craftsman Truck Series, folks. But Next Era Energy 250 going down February 17th in prime time. That's going to be 6:30 Central, since I got to announce the Central time zone, since I live in the Central time zone. But if you live Eastern time, North Carolina's, the Florida's, the Georgia's of the world, that is going to be 7:30 there on February 17th. That's... three weeks away, roughly there as well. So that NASCAR is going to be around the corner here, pretty sure. Not just obviously next week. I'm recording this ahead, obviously, of the Clash, which will be next weekend. Can you believe it, folks? Right in between of the AFC NFC Championship games and the Super Bowl as well. You sneak the Clash in there, the sequel part two, And I'm looking forward to that as well. Moving on to race number two in the regular season here. Vegas, next up, March 3rd. So you're going to get a week break, I believe. Let me see if I can pull my calendar up here, my original calendar. Here, real fast here. To make sure, let's go there. Yeah, you're going to get a week break in between. And in the second race of the year, Vegas, the Victorious Voice Foundation 200 out there out west, March 3rd there. And then, of course, you're going back east, another week off there for the truck guys. And then you turn around, you go to Atlanta, quote unquote, my home and home track there, from the state originally of Georgia, Atlanta Motor Speedway for the FR8 208. I like that. I like the title of that. On March 18th, the newly raced speedway track that we all witnessed last year. So you have Daytona, Talladega, and Atlanta now in that category of the speedway tracks there. Unique mile and a half speedway track, which usually it's not your old cookie cutter anymore, obviously, the way that thing raced last year. So more side-by-side action. You're going to get, for sure, we're talking truck races. So you get the first two out of three races out there could be definitely toss-ups there as well. The mile and a half last year, Zane Smith was up there in the mix. You had Kyle Busch Motorsports there as well in the mix as well. So a lot can happen with the first two to three races of the year, especially. You just don't know what's going to happen with Atlanta now. And of course, Daytona is a crapshoot of a race there, so anybody can win that race, can get an upset and win that race right there. And then the following week after, the boys hit the road course circuit for the first road course race of 2023. That is COTA, Circuit of Americas, on March 25th down there in Texas, the XPEL 225. That's going to be interesting there. 42 laps scheduled, the regular distance there, and that doesn't include overtime there. And then April Fools, you're going to Texas, lame ass Texas, for the SpeedyCash.com 220, April 1st. That's a 3:30 Central Time, a little bit after 3:30 Central Time start, 4:30-ish Eastern Time Zone. And if you're listening to this podcast on the West Coast, you know, you can figure out what time that is right there as well. Texas has been one of those places where fans don't like it any more than it used to be anyway. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4. That's the sixth race of the regular season here. And then moving on here, down the line here to Bristol for Bristol Dirt Weekend of Trucks. Penty's Truck Race on Dirt in prime time. You know, the last several times, ever since Bristol decided to put the sprint races on dirt, and last year it was in the nighttime, right? The first time I was there, it was daytime. Nobody couldn't see nothing. And it just makes sense for it to be in the nighttime. You can at least see a little bit better with the dirt flying in the windshield, things like that. 8 o'clock Eastern Time, 7 Central Time, and Ben Rhodes has been the dog, has been the man on this racetrack. I know he finished second the first time around against Martin Truex Jr., who won the inaugural dirt race on the truck race there. And then, of course, last year, Ben Rhodes won it outright. So he's going to be the man to beat down there, or I should say over there, when it gets to that point of the year, of the season, I should say, there as well. So you're gonna have back-to-back short tracks here. You follow the Bristol Dirt, you're back on the asphalt with the a sponsor not yet to be named, but we're gonna roll off with the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series race at Martinsville in prime time the following week after that. That's April 14th. That's a Friday night, 7:30 Eastern Time, 6:30 Central there with that race there. The paperclip 200 laps scheduled there as well. So already, if you look back, you have two speedway races, two mile and a halves, one road course race, and back-to-back races on short tracks. Both of those are a variety. You got the dirt race, obviously, and then you have the good old classic old school paperclip in Martinsville, April 14th, over there in Virginia as well. And then, of course, I mentioned this on last week's edition of the 3Y NASCAR podcast, EG3. I planned. I missed. So for those of you new to the podcast, welcome aboard to the 3Y NASCAR podcast with EG3. If you love what you're hearing, make sure you are first off subscribed to the podcast and go back and listen to episode 327 of the podcast where I was in Kansas City last week. Not for the races, but for a 5K running race that I took part of last week. Yeah, so I will be, I definitely plan on, have these already marked on the calendar, have not gotten tickets yet, but May 6th, truck race, Heart of America 200, going down in prime time on Saturday. Originally, I thought this was Friday, but I double-checked it, so make sure I gotta get it right. I have to get it right, so I don't get yelled at later. May 6th, 8 Eastern Time, 7 Central Time on FS1. And oh, by the way, all these races, again, are FS1 there, and I'll go back to the broadcast thing in just a second here, but the Heart of America 200, Zane Smith was absolutely dominant in the two races at Kansas last year. Can he do that again? It's a possibility. strong possibility to see him doing that. The defending Craftsman Truck Champion. So we'll see what happens there as well. Again, I'm excited for that entire weekend there. Of course, the Cup race follows in the afternoon there as well. Yes, the FS1 will have all these races, but could have, more than likely, definitely a new voice for the Truck Series. Vince Welch stepped down in the offseason for retirement there, so he will not be the lead man when it comes to the FS1 Craftsman Truck races. I'm anxious to see who that's going to be come Daytona. I will probably know that now, or maybe hopefully soon before Daytona, but we'll definitely know more on that soon, as I'm seeing recording this podcast on January 27th, 2023. Yeah, Vince Welch stepped down, I believe, the beginning of the month to say that he came across the finish line, so he will not be in the booth for the truck races anymore as the lead announcer or pit road for that matter as well. So definitely that was not mentioned so far, on at least on this podcast anyways as well. So be interested to see who Fox FS1 brings up to bring up the lead truck races this year. Be interested to see that. I could definitely see a possibility of maybe a rotation. Jamie Little could possibly do a few races here and there. Yeah, there's a couple of more other people out there, so we'll see what happens there. Very interesting scenario with that. Obviously, when it comes to mine of FS1 and Fox, you got the all drivers broadcast, and this guy's going to be in his last year, a full time Cup ever after this year. That I'm talking about Kevin Harvick. So he's definitely going to have a huge future in broadcasting if he decides to go that route. I know he wants to spend, from reading everything, anyways, and listening to everything, he wants to be around, more around the fam, like he already is now. Keelan, falling in the footsteps of Daddy Piper as well, Delana, the fam as well. So, you know, I know he wants to do that, but I'm just throwing that suggestion out there. But that won't be him until 2024. That's too many 2020s. 2024. No, I got it. Yeah, 2024 as well. Yeah, hard to believe I'm saying it already. And we're not even one through 1 month of 2023. But that's out. I'll just put that out there maybe for next year as well. But yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know who will lead the FS1 broadcast. You have all these color commentary guys and gals rotating in that Fox booth. It'll be interesting to see who kind of stays that ship for the Craftsman Truck Series in 2023. The 3-Wide NASCAR Pilots ET3 on a special edition, taking a full look at the Craftsman Truck Series scheduled for 2023 this year. In a couple weeks, the trucks will head down to Daytona to kick off another year of truck racing during the NASCAR 75th anniversary, which will be celebrated all year long. Eddie Greer, your host for the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Okay, covered all of that. Moving forward to the following week of May 12th, going back out east to Darlington Raceway, and again for that race there. So a sponsor yet to be named for that race. So you're going to Darlington there. Old school racing with the less than mile and a half egg-shaped track there. I love Darlington. One of my favorite tracks on the circuit there. And then the return, May 20th, Saturday, May 20th. The return of North Wilkesboro, folks. Going down in the afternoon. Ooh, this is going to be good. This is going to be good, man. 1:30 Eastern Time, 12:30 Central, North Wilkesboro. Makes his official return in real time. Not this iRacing stuff, which got it all started anyway to begin with, but for good reason. You could thank COVID for that, but it really started a uprising for North Wilkesboro. It's going to come to reality May 20th on FS1 with a truck race there as well. I cannot wait. We'll see what everything unfolds, but we have a long way until then. But yeah, I'm anxious to see the front finishing product. And obviously North Wilkesboro has been a long time standout on NASCAR tracks, going all the way back to the 70s and maybe even longer than that. it was before my time for sure, but very anxious to see how that finishing product is all laid out and things like that. So definitely excited for that. And I know the All-Star race will be held in North Wilkesboro as well this year. A lot of hype around it, and it should for sure there as well. And then you turn around to Charlotte for the North Carolina Education Lottery 200 at Charlotte Motor Speedway in prime time, May 26, 8:30 Eastern Time, 7:30 Central there as well. And then you enter somewhat officially up the summer stretch here, going back to St. Louis for the Toyota 200, June 3rd there as well. That's 160 laps scheduled for the Gate Race over that worldwide, formerly known as Gateway. For those of you who don't know, that are new, somewhat new to NASCAR, that don't know the tracks very well. And then a few weeks off, and then towards the end of the month, the Truck Series returns to Nashville for the Rackley Roofing 200, folks. Less than a mile and a half racetrack there as well. We saw Ryan Preece win a couple of races over the past couple of years. Two years in a row, actually, if I'm not mistaken there. I know he won there last year. I believe he won there the year before that as well. And we know Ryan Preece now full-time in the 41 car for Stuart Haas Racing as well. So will we see him again? Time will tell. It'll be interesting to see where he's at, because a lot of attention's on him and what he's going to do in a premier ride in the Cup Series there in that 41, taking over for Cole Custer, who dropped back to the Xfinity Series full-time. I don't know how many regular season races this is, but we're going to keep moving on. All right, so July 8th, you're going back to a road course at Mid-Ohio for the O'Reilly Auto Parts 150 at Mid-Ohio. And, yes, it'll be interesting to see if Parker Kligerman comes back to the Truck Series. This was one guy that was right up there in the mix every time you go on a road course. And I think Kligerman has a full-time ride in the Xfinity Series, if I'm not mistaken. I might be wrong on that. I got to double-check that. It's been quite a bit trying to get caught up on this news, get ready for some NASCAR here officially next week. But yeah, Parker Kligerman was up in the mix. I believe he won this race last year, if I'm not mistaken there, or close to it, one of the two things there as well. So this will be interesting. Let's see, something, I'm trying to think who was the other contender, because I know it was Klingerman and somebody else that was going for the win. But anyways, I digress there as well. So, Mid-Ohio, got that. And then you're taking a few weeks off again. And then back again on July 22nd, you got Pocono. The CRC Brake Lane 150 over there in the Pocono Mountains, July 22nd there as well. And then look at these three. This is the last three, actually last the stretch of the last three races of the regular season, right? So you have a road course, a three-turn track, and then to end it all, you got to go to a short track, Worldwide Express 250 at Richmond. And if you throw it back a little bit more, when the NASCAR Cup playoffs originally started with the chase for the Nextel Cup, where did a regular season always finish at? Yes, Richmond Raceway in prime time. The first couple of times, a lot of high stakes drama and whatnot. It always see when it landed there, it was high stakes drama. High stakes drama. And not that Daytona brings it now, because Daytona brings it multitudes of drama now, but this Richmond race, the cutoff for the playoffs, it brought even more, I thought it brought more, a lot more excitement, more intriguing. Not that Daytona does now, but Daytona has it all now. But with the Craftsman Truck Series, they will end their regular season with Richmond Raceway in prime time early, before August. July 29th is the last regular season race before the playoffs begin, August 11th. So let's count it up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Yeah, 16 races here before the playoffs. So, and again, we'll go through our organizations and teams for you guys here. I'm pretty sure that we might be, I mean, no offense to the other NASCAR podcasts out there, but I don't think they're going to cover that, at least that part. So we'll go over it for sure on this podcast. But 16 races before the cutoff. So you're going to have basically 26 races in total in 2023 in a much more shorter regular season. So that means the playoffs will start earlier in early August, folks. So it's going to be interesting to see what players aren't going to be in this thing, because right, you lost Chandler Smith to the Xfinity Series. Let's see if I can drop anybody else. I think that's it. Here, you bring back the defending champion. I already mentioned him at the top of the podcast, Zane Smith, right? You still have Higley Deegan, as far as I know. Well, yeah, definitely. You still have the Wiley veteran and Matt Crafton. Yes, Haley's teammate. Ben Rhodes, I mentioned him, yes. Let's see here. I wish I had the list up. I don't have it right now. Stuart Friesen, you have him back as well. You got a couple of young gunners as well coming up, making their names known as well. Derek Krause, another one returning as well. And so we'll definitely go through it coming up prior. So definitely you want to make sure you want to know more about the Truck Series. Make sure you subscribe to the Throughout NASCAR podcast, literally three wide, from the Craftsman, Xfinity, and NASCAR Cup Series, all on the same podcast. But yeah, definitely, I have to go through it and see who's all there, besides, obviously, the ones that you all recognize as well. There are a lot of storylines to the follow there as well. So, GMS Racing, excuse me, a part of that as well. Grant Infinger back. I know he's back for sure. Christian Eckes switched teams as well. So definitely a lot of drivers, as you know, switched teams or back. And there are a lot of newcomers as well. So you lose just Chandler Smith, I believe. He's full-time with Colleague now in the Xfinity Series there as well. But yeah, definitely intriguing field this year for the Craftsman Truck Series in 2023. Eddie Greer, EG3 for the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. All right, we're going through the schedule here on this podcast. Again, I don't know the number this will be. It's going to be either these numbers, 328 or 329, because I'll be recording another podcast this weekend. It will be the Clash Preview Edition. So So that will go out Monday, and I'm going to have a couple of guests on as well. So your boy's going to be busy. We're doing some recording here in the next week and a half. With that, I already got a recording of a special guest already in the books, and a possible another. As far as I know, and then I can even go a step further than that. So a possible three recordings of three special guests on the podcast right off the bat, and then you have what I've already put out for season 8, the start of season 8 of the 3-1 NASCAR podcast with EG3. So definitely, your boy is getting your preseason workout here, of course. But it's a good thing. Good thing though, because NASCAR is going to be picking up here officially, really, next week. I know there's that little lull in between the Clash of the Coliseum and Daytona Speed Week, which officially kicks off everything else. So we shall see what happens there come next few weeks on the podcast there as well. So we'll see. We'll find out what happens within the next month or so. All right, so we already covered the 16 tracks there in the regular season. Now let's go over to the playoffs here real quickly. Before I run out of time here. Round of 10. Yes, so 10 drivers will make the Craftsman Truck Series playoffs. 10. Yes, 10. So you win, same thing as the Cup Series, right? You win, you're locked in the field, baby. And with 10 drivers, 16 races, 10 drivers make it. So there's a possibility. You can never count that out. There's a possibility of being more, but we'll have to see about that. But usually in a truck series, you'll get maybe 7 to 8 different winners, possibly. So definitely we'll see how it all shakes out. But a win, you're locked in to the playoffs. That's make that easy for yourself, right? You win a race. Just for instance, Daytona. Daytona is a lottery ticket, right? Anybody can win that race, especially and particularly if you're a full-time driver there in the Craftsman Truck Series. But what kicks off the playoffs, last year, Grant Infinger won this race. IRP, baby. T-Sport 200 kicks off everything. I love that they're bringing this all back. You have the North Wilkesboro's of the world, the ORPs, or IRP, excuse me. Where did I get that from? The IRPs, and then another track that's back, returning on the schedule that was back in the days of when I was learning more about NASCAR and really getting into the sport. I'll get touch on that in a minute. So IRP is back. What a race that was last year. All the beating and banging, old school racing. A short track kicks off the playoffs there. And then, yes, really old school, the Milwaukee Mile back in the Craftsman Truck Series. Sunday, August 27th, 3 Central Time, 4 Eastern Time. As well, I'm really excited for this. My Milwaukee Mile, I can only think back to really the days of the Xfinity Series, watching on them good races in the Milwaukee Mile, and even parts of the Truck Series as well. But I have mainly fond memories of the Xfinity Series, which was the Busch Series racing on the Milwaukee Mile as well. And then the cutoff, September 8th. So there's going to be at least, I think there's going to be a week off there. Yeah, week off in between. And then the first cutoff race of the playoffs, September 8th with the Kansas Lottery 200 back at Kansas Speedway, my home track. I live less than 2 hours away from the track. So first cutoff race is right there. So it will depend on which two drivers will be left out in the cold. 8 will advance to the next round. 2 will be eliminated following that race in prime time. That's going to be 8 o'clock. Primetime race, Central Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Time. So now you move on to the next round of 8, and half the field will be cut in half after Homestead, which I miss. Again, I have said this multiple times on the 3-1 NASCAR podcast with EG3. I miss Homestead as a championship race. I mean, Phoenix, it's just a little too boring for me. I'm sorry. I'm not jumping the gun. Phoenix, the Championship 4 race, November 3rd. That's a 10 p.m. Eastern Time start, 9 o'clock Central Time start for you, those of you listening area who live in the Central Time Zone. And if I do the math even further than that, maybe 6 o'clock Pacific, either 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock Pacific there as well. So, but yeah, I've never been a fan of Phoenix being a championship race. It's still not, but it is what it is, right? But before that, though, you have the UNOH 200 at Bristol, which kicks off the round of 8, September 14th in primetime. That's a 9 o'clock Eastern time start, 8 Central time. Next race before that, Speedway racing time, Talladega, September 30th at 1 Eastern time, noon Central. And you know Dega's a crap troop. So whoever's in the playoffs still remaining have to deal with high-stakes drama. I said it earlier about Daytona, right? High-stakes drama. Well, really, I said that about Richmond, but said that about Daytona, right? And Atlanta. Throw that in there because it's a speedway race now, right? So, yeah, high-stakes drama. And if you're in the playoffs, you hope you're not in one of those wrecks, big-ass wrecks that we talk about every year on the podcast, whether you listen to this podcast or any other podcast or any other NASCAR TV show for that matter. You're going to talk about the wrecks. You know it's coming, right? And then you're going to have less than a month stretch here before the deciding race to send the four drivers, if not already, a win and in situation. Again, Baptist Health 200 at Homestead, Miami, October 21st. That is the last race to decide who will make it to the championship four. And oh yeah, by the way, Ty Majeski's back as well. Same team. I'm pretty much almost named off the entire Thor Sport racing team over this year. Because they've been in news, really, with the Haley Deegan move over there. So that's why on that. And of course, Chandler Smith was in the news also over the offseason as well. But yep, that's what we're looking at there. So again, you win, you advance to the next round, right? But if you don't win, you have to finish... You have to finish better. You have to finish either top 5 or top 10 at least to put yourself in that position to transfer. You don't. You have these bad finishes. You DNF, get somebody else's mess, crash, or whatever that might be. Your chances of being eliminated go up. So again, win and you advance. Just like the round of 10. You win one of those races, which again, go back to the format of the round of 10 races here. Excuse me. You have two short tracks in a mile and a half in a round of 10. Then in a round of 8, you have another short track, a speedway race, in a mile and a half. So a lot of variety in a round of 8 there to decide who goes to the Championship 4. And again, I already mentioned Championship 4, so we're not going to go over that. That's the Championship 4 race is the first weekend of November, November 3rd. So you're going to have a couple weeks. All these teams who make it to the Championship 4 will have time to prepare their trucks for that championship race in Phoenix, Arizona. So yeah, I mean, look, this 26 races, you have an opportunity to do something big, right? And we're going to talk about all these drivers who are going to be full-time, yes, organizations, yes, drivers that we know are going to be part-time. There's been a few announcements that I've saw on NASCAR Twitter that people are signing these short-term deals for 4 or 5 race deals for sponsors, things like that. So we'll definitely get this all figured out on another episode for sure before everything kicks off. And again, if you're new to the podcast, all episodes will be on Mondays for the exception of the special guest episodes. Special guest episodes will air on the day of the Cup race. So definitely, again, the last couple years, the podcast has been going up whenever the Cup race is, when it's either it's Sunday afternoon, early Sunday, mid Sunday afternoon, Sunday night, or Saturday, right? So I'm kind of switching some things around. So every Monday you should be getting a podcast of the Through a NASCAR podcast with EG3. And then if I somehow manage to get a special guest on here, which I've had, and looking back at the rundown of the archives of 3-Hour NASCAR Podcast EG3, right? I've had some good guests on here before, so I'm already excited for the start of 2023 already. I already told you guys I got a guest already lined up. I had to remove it because the guest forgot, that person had to reschedule it because of testing. So there's that for you right there. And I also told you in the season opening edition of the podcast, season 8, that the Driver Diversity Program drivers will be back on here again. So I'm looking forward to that. There are a couple of newbies on there this year. Looking forward to getting to know them a little bit on this podcast. And there's returnees as well. So definitely there's that. But I forgot about a couple of ladies and guys on there that I've had on here in the past. That I'm like, damn, I have these guys on here? Really? So definitely I haven't had a crew chief on here yet. So I'm hoping to check that off the box this year as well. So that's at least that. I've had a couple of track presses on here. A couple of pit road people on here as well. So crew chief is yet to cross that list. I know I haven't had a actual driver on this podcast yet. For the exception of going back when it first started, right? I had Blake Cook when he was still in the Xfinity series, right? I had Michael McDowell counts because he was on here before this podcast got big. So that actually counts for me. So hopefully we'll get somebody on here. Yeah, I definitely want to check that box this year. Get a crew chief on here to chat all things NASCAR, whoever that person may be as well. But yeah, definitely exciting things this year for the podcast. But yeah, you should be getting an episode every Monday. And that's why, because you want raw reaction. Yeah, I'm recording when football is over, obviously, here in a couple weeks. We'll be recording right away. I might be recording right away after the Clash. Depends. On what opens up, but yeah, so you're gonna either way. I'll record over the weekend at some point, and then the podcast will be out on Monday nights. So that's what we're shooting for here this year. Kind of switching some things around. If I somehow get a guest on that week, that will be aired on race day officially. So usually you get that the whole episode on. The previews, the recaps on the race up, but we're moving some things around this year on the podcast, so I definitely want to get that across to you guys as well. So, but definitely, I mentioned recording 2 episodes. We're almost done with the first one here on the podcast. So that is the 2023 NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series schedule here. A lot of returning tracks on here. A new one, North Wilkesboro, and of course, the return of the Milwaukee Mile IRP in the playoffs. Both of those are in the playoffs, IRP and Milwaukee Mile. Really, really sweet intro to the playoffs there as well. So definitely, again, we're going to go over the organizations and drivers. I'm excited for that. Just kind of give a leg up on what's going on to expect in the Craftsman Truck Series as well as the Xfinity Series. A lot of people moving around, so definitely we want to familiarize you guys, or at least start anyways, to familiarize yourself with the ladies and guys that are going to be taking parts of these trucks and cars here this year in 2023 as well. But that's a wrap for the schedule for the Craftsman Truck Series side of 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. If you let's get it. Listen on Apple, Spotify, Audio Boom. We're on iHeartRadio as well, and a couple more podcasting platforms as well. So, again, I'm not going to officially name the number yet, but whatever that is, whether that's 328 or 329 of the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3, it'll definitely be one of those two, because I'm recording another one here this weekend, and those will definitely be out on respective Mondays there as well. So that's a look at the schedule here. Another, we have the checkered flag has waved on another edition of the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3 saying thank you so much once again for listening to this podcast. Again, if you're new to this NASCAR podcast, welcome on board. You love what you're hearing. Make sure you're first off one subscribe, right? Subscribe to the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3 first, and then feel free to check out the archives of the 3Wide NASCAR podcast episodes. And I might be cheating. I might be taking it easy on myself, because I've done a lot more than the number tells it to. So, I thought about... That's a lot of work, man. That's a lot of work, because I've done a lot on the spot. This is my baby. This podcast is my baby. I know I do another podcast, which really has taken off as well. So, I have another podcast, which is a college podcast. But... yeah, so I've done a lot more than the number seems, so I don't want to cheat myself at all, so I might just leave it as it is. But yeah, this is the 8th season of the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3, and I feel like the best is yet to come here Obviously, the Clash preview, that is going to be out next Monday for definitely. I know that for sure because it's going to be race week officially, preseason style. The Clash, the sequel, part two. Cannot wait to see what all unfolds with the Clash this time around. Last year was a hoot, especially with all the heat races that entailed as well. So definitely your Saturday night vibe for sure out in LA. Looking forward to talking that, breaking that down, and looking forward to the preview as well. So it's going to be kind of a little bit of a preview of those drivers who are in the Clash. It might be everybody, actually. I'm not totally sure, but I have to double check that. If it is, then we'll have it all, a full breakdown of everybody else on that note as well. So definitely I will definitely be talking about that as well. But for right now, we're sitting in our car, taking our car down on the high side, putting our car in the garage. Another Three Wide NASCAR podcast is in the books. Appreciate y'all. Eddie Greer saying thanks again for listening to another episode of the Three Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. We will talk to you guys on the next episode of this podcast. Until then, we'll talk to y'all later, folks.